Earlier today, President Trump made an unprecedented declaration. He's taking what he calls a war on drugs and drug traffickers to the next level. According to the CDC, there were more than 80,000 overdose deaths in 2024 alone. And synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl, continue to play a role in the majority of those deaths. All right, Ellie, to you. Does this executive order give the president more power to do more than he's already doing that Congress has not actually approved, these boat strikes?
No, it is completely meaningless. It's symbolic. Federal law describes what a weapon of mass destruction is. Generally, it has to be an incendiary device, something that blows up, something that shoots, something that disseminates poison, that kind of thing. If you commit a crime involving a weapon of mass destruction, there's very serious penalties involved. Could be life in prison, could be death if someone dies. But the president saying drugs or fentanyl are now weapons of mass destruction has zero legal impact. It's up to judges. It's up to the parties on a case-by-case basis. It's an interesting argument. It doesn't meet the definition. But it's like if the president declared that a slingshot is a firearm, it doesn't make it a firearm for legal purposes.
It would have to be Congress would have to change the statute. Yes. Right? It's not, yes. A judge couldn't just say fentanyl is a weapon, because you said there's a definition.
If they found that you somehow could shoehorn it into the definition.